Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about alcohol, and this is a little bit of an opinion piece, I guess, and the whole segment is actually a bit of a mind game to actually have us consider not only our personal relationship with alcohol, but our nation's relationship with alcohol. According to the 2010 National Drug Strategy Household Survey, where they take a sample of households and ask them questions about drug and alcohol use, 80.5%, 4 out of 5 people aged over the age of 14 years drank a full serve of alcohol in the previous 12 months. And this figure actually included 7.2% who actually drank alcohol daily in 2010-2011. Recent research has actually come out looking at the relationship with alcohol in relation to the National Health and Medical Research Council guidelines to reduce the health risks from drinking alcohol. And there's two health risks primarily that this council actually focus on. One is the risk of alcohol related harm over a lifetime, over the course of a lifetime. The other is risk of injury on a single occasion of drinking. And then in 2010, 1 in 5, 14 years or over, actually drank at levels that place them at lifetime risk of alcohol-related disease or injury. In 2010, almost 2 in 5, age 14 years or over, drank at levels that place them at risk from short-term harm at least once in the previous 12 months. And short-term harm is defined as drinking more than 4 standard drinks on a single occasion. Between 2007 and 2010, the number of people drinking at these risky levels monthly actually increased from 4.9 million people to 5.2 million people. Now, while daily drinking has actually started to decline, this picture of drinking more in certain sittings and binge drinking actually paints a bit of a frightening picture of our alcohol consumption. And over one third of drinkers surveyed, 35%, actually in the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education annual alcohol poll, actually reported that they drank alcohol specifically to get drunk. Isn't that a frightening thing? For me, the underlying and basic assumption that seems to function regardless of this change in relationship is that alcohol equals fun and that you cannot socialize without alcohol. My personal experience of working with a lot of people who've become dependent upon alcohol, for which alcohol has a hugely detrimental impact on both themselves and their family and their lives, it feels often that working with people that are trying to change their relationship with alcohol, you know, instantly confronts not only needing to change an individual's relationship with alcohol, but also do that in the context of a culture's relationship with alcohol, and it can be quite difficult for people. I've got two mind games this week. The first one is to consider, what does it say about our culture that alcohol is so firmly established within it and can actually and is actually linked in a lot of ways and for a lot of people with ideas of masculinity, ideas of a good night out, ideas of social acceptance and fitting in, and ideas of being within the in crowd. What does it say about our culture and our community that alcohol is so firmly rooted in this way? Coming into the festive season, where a lot of people and a lot of families struggle greatly with their relationship with alcohol, this week's personal mind game is to consider. Ask yourself, what if I were to choose not to drink at some of these festive occasions? And just consider for yourself, what do you think the people around you would say? And what would you personally be worried about? Would you be worried about how you were seen? Would you be worried about whether you would not have a good time? And lastly, and most importantly, once you've worked out what some of your own worries and fears about changing your relationship with alcohol might be, then ask yourself, is this actually true? Reality test it. And that's up to you. What does it say that there could be a fear about not drinking at certain occasions this year? Face your fear, consider not drinking this Christmas with Mind Games.